Coming up in this bulletin, Bank of Ghana reserves reaches $11 billion as import cover nears 5 months. We'll bring you more from the governor of the Bank of Ghana. Also in this bulletin, U.S. government leaves 15% tariffs imposed on cocoa and other key agricultural products from Ghana. Plus, director of PwC Ghana pushes for government to reconsider decision to scrap VAT flat rate scheme for players in the informal sector. We have details of this and more for you. Please. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojobaka, looking at our stories. The Bank of Ghana says the country's gross international reserves have surged to over $11 billion, equivalent to 4.8 months of import cover. Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Johnson Isiema, disclosed this at the opening of the Monetary Policy Committee meeting. He said the central bank projects reserves to reach the 5-month import cover mark by the end of the year, a development he believes will further strengthen Ghana's external position and boost investor confidence.
The city has demonstrated resilience in 2025, supported by improved confidence, strong operational reforms in the FX market, and robust trade and reserve inflows. Gross reserves, on the other hand, have risen to over $11 billion, which are equivalent to 4.8 months of imports cover. And these are projected to reach 5 months by the year end. What stands out, colleagues, this quarter is the broad momentum in economic activity.
Dr. Johnson Isiema is the governor of the Bank of Ghana. A director at accounting firm PwC Ghana, Abeku Jankwansa, is making a strong case for government to reconsider its decision to review the VAT flat rate scheme. Government is working to review the VAT flat rate scheme for small businesses in the country. The decision has not gone down well with members of the Ghana Union of Traders Association as they kick against the proposed VAT reforms. But Mr. Kwansa says the traders' concerns should not be swept under the carpet.
My recommendation would be that government, between the 750 and a million, should allow the people there to operate flat rate. And maybe this time not 3%, probably at 5%. And I'll give you the reason why I say 5%. At the time we introduced the 3%, and if I go strictly by the text, the equivalent VAT standard rate was 12.5. We went to 15. We still kept it at 12.5. We went to effectively 18% or so plus the whatever. We still left it at 3%. I think it's about time we let them appreciate that. Look, I think 5% is a fair fee.
Yeah.
But if you are up to a million, please let us allow you. But beyond that, George, what is the criteria? If you are selling more than a million per year, and let me break down now, a million per year with a 50-week would translate into about 4,000 cedis a day of sales.
Abeku Jankwansa is the director at accounting firm PwC Ghana. In a related development, economist Dr. Edu Sakodia is making a strong case for a review of taxes covering the extractive sector. Dr. Sakodia argues that Ghana is still not getting enough from the area despite previous reforms.
COVID-19 was giving us almost the same amount as the total royalties from oil and gas in Ghana. I've been making this point and I'll repeat it. Ghana is not getting enough from the natural resource that we have been blessed with. We are number one in terms of gold production in Africa. We are number six in the whole world. Our peers are Mexico and Kazakhstan. Ghana, Mexico, Kazakhstan produced 130 tons of gold last year. So if you ask me, where do I think the government will get more revenue to complement the already tax revenue that we have, I would say the non-tax revenues.
You heard economist Dr. Edu Owusu-Sakodia. Still on some tax-related stories, the cost of production is expected to witness a significant decrease from the beginning of next year, which will influence the reduction in prices of goods. And this is assurance coming from businesses and industries following the review of the value-added tax and VAT reforms, as well as some removal of some taxes in the 2026 budget. Speaking to Joy Business, member of the Economic Committee of the Association of Ghana Industries, Eric Dafoe, believes that the reforms and reliefs in the tax handles will end up benefiting both consumers and the economy.
Well, the tax reforms are good, and it's a good beginning. The cost of production is likely to go down by removing some of these taxes, and then also the cascading effect has also been eliminated. So in the not near term, we'll see prices coming down, and then VAT also being reduced means that the consumer has more money to spend. So if the consumers are spending more, then automatically industry has to produce more to meet that demand. So we think in the long run, it will be beneficial to the whole economy and the citizens.
Eric Dafoe is a member of the Economic Committee of AGI. To one of our lead stories, the US government has announced that it has lifted a 15% tariff imposed on cocoa and other agricultural products exported from Ghana. Ghana's Foreign Affairs Minister Samuel Okudzeto-Ablakwa stated that the decision took effect on November 13, following a new executive order from the President Trump. In a post on Facebook, Mr. Ablakwa said the U.S. diplomats confirmed the tariff reversal, stating the 15% tariff reversal came into effect on November 13 following President Trump's new executive order. He elaborated that a list of new exempt goods includes not only cocoa beans but also other key Ghanaian exports such as cashew nuts, avocado, banana, mango, orange, lime, plantain, pineapple, guava, coconut, ginger and various peppers. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Coordinator of Capacity Building at UNIDO, David Dako, has disclosed that safeguarding efforts to promote local agriculture, particularly rice production, will help boost the stability of the city, create jobs. He made this known at the donation ceremony of a high-performance liquid system and its accessories by UNIDO iTech Rice Project, sponsored by the Government of Japan.
Very, very important that after producing the rice, we maintain the quality and make sure that if the quality is high and the standards are maintained, then Ghanaians will be able to prefer Ghana rice. About 50% that we are producing locally will be moving bit by bit higher, then we'll be reducing our importation. When we're able to do that, one, will help ourselves, our Ghanaians, to stabilize our currency. Two, the value-adding artists will be able to increase their income level, they will reduce their level of poverty. And three, we create jobs.
Talking about jobs, Chairman of the Ghana Federation of Disability Organizations, Daniel Opon-Latte, has called on government to fast-track the employment equity policy for persons with disabilities in the employment bracket. He made these remarks at the Ghana Business and Disability Network Career Connect 2025.
The government has made a lot of commitment, for example, 5% quota for persons with disability when it comes to employment. We want to see the actualization of that promise. We have an employment equity policy sitting on the table of a minister of employment. We want that policy also to be finalized. And also we want more engagement with government to see how best we can practicalize the 5% quota for employment. Employing persons with disability ensures national development. But when one is employed, the person pays tax, the person buys from the market, the person to support their family and support the community one way or the other.
Chairman of the Ghana Federation of Disability Organizations, Daniel Opon-Latte there. Now on Manila, Paul Mante, Managing Director of EDC Investments Limited, shares light on the importance of retirement planning. Take a listen.
Hi there. Welcome to Money Lab. My name is Paul Kofi Manti. I work with Ecobank Group. We have been discussing personal finance, and today I want to bring your attention to one important area of financial planning, that is retirement. This is an area you need to pay attention to. I ask an important question. Have you seen somebody who is on retirement, who is struggling? You have probably seen one, but remember, this person was at a point in time working just like you. If you don't pay attention to this area, what you are seeing in the life of that person, you can see same in your life during your old age. The last time I checked, there are over 2 million Ghanaians who are over 60 years. Only 300,000 or less are on a SNED pension, and the few privileged who are on SNED pension are getting monthly pension of less than 5,000 Ghanas. Cities. You already at the crossroads. Will you create a retirement that you want, or you take that one that shows up? If you don't create a retirement you want, you will not like what shows up. Remember, financial independence is possible. Many thanks for making time for Money Lab.